A teenage murder suspect faces a judge days after the victim is laid to rest.
Israel removes some troops from Gaza.
And it's the day after the total solar eclipse, a breakdown of what we saw looking up.
Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. Thanks for joining us here on the podcast. Almost feels new because it's the first time the three of us have been together on the podcast in a while. You've been busy.
It's like the eclipse has started a new calendar.
That's what I thought you were going to say, Stephen. But I'm glad that Kelly sarcastically added that in. As only Kelly should.
Listen, let's do a quick eclipse, just like geek out.
Oh, that's at the end.
Oh, okay. Oh. Sorry, I didn't look at it.
How dare we? Rundown
okay,
together,
I'm sorry.
And if you guys read it.
Oh, totally. And I initially fired the shots, and they have been retaliated.
They've been returned. Okay. Here we are.
So let's talk about the forecast as we transition out of awkward into just things you need to know for the day. So the clouds held off, which was great. There were some clouds out there, but nothing too crazy that blocked the view. But the showers started to move in. Sorry, the clouds started to build, bringing showers that will start to move in today just before midday. I believe Randy said like 10 a.m. So just to be aware of that. Scattered for the rest of the day, the evening. Tomorrow, plan on rain showers, steady but light. Thursday is the day that storms, potential for some stronger ones. Obviously, we'll be watching that and giving you updates there. Dry and warm by the weekend.
We need that. We'll need it.
I'm so excited. Okay, but temperatures too are nice, which makes the showers much more tolerable whenever you're not stepping out to cold rain. So I think we will enjoy that. And of course, I just thought of Donovan saying cold rain anyway. Let's move on.
We shall move on. All right. 5 on 5 and 5. Got a lot of headlines to get to. First up, some big news regarding an unfortunate murder of a UC student.
That's right. A 17-year-old teenager is set to appear at the Hamilton County Juvenile Courts this morning after being charged with killing a UC student. Now, it comes less than a week after 21-year-old Benjamin Addison was laid to rest. All of this happened back on March 30th on Highland Avenue near Dorchester Avenue just after 2 a.m. Addison's family tells us he was walking back from a night out when he saw someone breaking into his car outside of his friend's apartment in Mount Auburn. He spotted the thieves. He went to address them. And that's when the 17-year-old allegedly jumped out of the car and shot him. Last week, Cincinnati police say the homicide unit made the arrest with the help of the fugitive apprehension unit and then charged that teenager with murder. An initial hearing is set for the 17-year-old at the Hamilton County Juvenile Courts. A judge will also decide whether that teen will be held in jail or released until the trial starts. This is all happening this morning. But of course, Addison was laid to rest on Friday. He was studying business at the University of Cincinnati and was only just 1 year away from graduating. Such a sad story.
Yeah, very sad there. Of course, thinking of his family during this difficult time. All right, our next story takes us up to the Westchester area.
This one just gives you the ick, doesn't put it strong enough. So a man is charged with trying to record women at a local Target. He is expected in court this morning. So someone in the store at the VOA shopping center in Westchester reported a Ty Erickson and that he was taking videos on his phone. This was back on March 30th. And this is not the first one of these cases we've had. There have been a handful of them over the last couple of years. Police did find at least one adult victim. Erickson is due in Area 3 courts in Westchester today. So we will have updates to come on the charges he's facing and kind of what their plan is going forward.
Next up, we're going international. Israeli military is pulling troops out of southern Gaza after a months-long operation. This has raised questions about Israel's next move in Gaza as the country faces mounting pressure to reduce civilian deaths. The Israeli Defense Force said in a statement it's withdrawn its 98th Commando Division to recuperate and prepare for future operations. Still unclear if this is part of a planned rotation of troops or a possible turning point in Israel's military offensive in Gaza. President Biden told Israeli leaders last week reducing the humanitarian crisis in Gaza must take priority. Of course, Israeli had that airstrike hit those aid workers, killing what, 7-8 of them about a week ago now. Now, meanwhile, during all of this, the U.S. government is warning Iran against retaliating against American or Israeli targets after an Israeli attack on Iranians in Syria last week. The Biden administration says if Iran attacks Israel, it almost guarantees a regional conflict. The IDF has been exchanging fire with Iran-backed Hezbollah forces. IDF officials say they are moving into an offensive phase along Israel's border with Lebanon. All right, time to talk about the eclipse. First up, if your eyes hurt, it's not great.
Here's the deal. We all know someone who goes, I'm going to take a peek. I'm going to look. I'm going to do this. Or who just didn't think that you needed them at all. You might be hurting today. I understand the desire as a human to like be like, but like, what does it look like? This is a safety factor. So the solar eclipse
is that fire hot? Let me put my hand in.
But let's throw husband friend under the bus while he can't defend himself. He would still touch that fire because he is a child. So as beautiful as it is, if you did look directly at the sun without the glasses, even for a short time, your eyes could have some kind of permanent damage. And it affects your retina, which is the thin layer of tissue that lines the inside of the back of the eye. So you might only hear these words once a year when you visit the eye doctor. Might be making a phone call today. You may be experiencing symptoms like blurred vision, blind spots, light sensitivity, a headache, or discomfort with your vision. Most symptoms can resolve on their own, but some may not because there aren't really treatments available. This isn't something we experience that often, so I don't think they know how to potentially treat damage from this. Headaches can be treated, but for anything else, experts say, reach out to your eye care specialist, your optometrist, your ophthalmologist. Contact them.
The steps after that would be, you know, if there's concern, you know, you can like definitely, you know, treat the symptoms, treat the headache. As far as the blurred vision, blind spots, a lot of the times we'll patch eyes just to kind of give them a rest and then see if that helps resolve. And we'll monitor their visual acuity and basically treat their symptoms, but then, you know, refer them to a specialist.
So Hawk says hospitals are prepared for patients if anyone's experiencing symptoms. I have a feeling it's mostly going to be a lot of phone calls today and then maybe appointments towards the end of the week.
Yeah, well, we try to get the word out as best as we can, then people make decisions from there. But speaking of experience, we have to talk about all of our experiences. We're all in three different places around.
I love how we have it covered.
We do. Well, we lead the way.
We do.
Living the brand. Living the brand.
Yeah. All right, so Megan, you are up in Hamilton with Allison, meteorologist Allison Rogers. Take us through what you guys felt up there in Hamilton.
It was amazing. I mean, both Allison and I had experienced totality before. We went down to Tennessee, Kentucky area for the one 7 years ago. And it's just crazy how, like, even though we knew it was going to be this awe-inspiring experience, you forget the magnitude until you experience it. So, you know, for the 10 minutes leading up, everyone is, like, anticipating it, looking up at the sky. All of the kids are screaming, solar eclipse, solar.
Wait, did you start that chant?
Okay, Steven. I was a cheerleader for 10 years, but no, it was some other kid. It was actually crazy. We went to go pull one kid just to like interview him. And then, of course, every kid was like, can I be? And I'm like, you know what? How about we all line up here? Blah, 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 blah. And it actually ended up being a great thing because our photographer, Angela, was just able to get their reactions.
So cute.
50 kids just looking up. There are like little boys hugging each other.
Jumping up and down,
high-fiving. So cute. And so it was just an amazing experience. Both Allison and I basically did the exact same thing. And my favorite part of the whole thing was I am not exaggerating. Probably like four grown men just came up to us, started talking. They were WLWT viewers. And they all said, we said, oh my gosh, what did you think? And they're like, it was good. You know, it was really cool. And then we start talking to them even more. All four admitted to being like, okay, well, if I can be honest, I really was crying. I actually did have tears down my eyes. And we're like, ha! We knew we'd get it out of you.
Oh, my gosh. A great experience. Kelly, you had the boys out with you. You guys were parked nearby.
We were just along the river. Yeah. So we went to the Covington side. I scooped the boys from daycare early, which meant interrupting nap time. But I was like, this is worth it. I know we weren't in totality, but it was downtown and it was really fun. It actually got way darker downtown than I thought it was going to. Obviously, there's a huge difference between totality and not. But the streetlights all came on. The time lapse from the Red Stadium really shows you how dark it got for a little period of time there. My son goes, Mommy, it's dark out. Like, he was confused for a second as to why our picnic got dark. And then now all of a sudden it was light again. Temperature drop was crazy. I got to see totality in Nashville, which is why I was like, you know, as much as I would love to drive by myself with two children into totality, the idea of returning gives me more anxiety than the eclipse itself. So, so fun, so cool. What I loved is to seeing all the people who maybe didn't get it or were naysayers or thought like, Like, well, I don't understand why this is such a big deal. The guys who are mowing the lawns park the lawnmowers, turn them off. They're both standing outside, staring up at the sky with their glasses on. The construction workers who were not far away all stopped working to get out and look. I mean, you just saw everyone who maybe was a little bit skeptical of it being cool going, holy cow, that was really neat. Like, it is. It's so cool. Like, it's hard to explain until you experience it. And then you experience it and you're like, wow, that is wild. And I love the feeling of, for a few minutes, everyone is outside and just stops for a second and is like, holy cow, we live on this incredible planet where only this is possible. So I don't know. It was fun. The boys thought it was cool. They had no idea what was going on. The dog was out there. She's great. She loved it.
She's great.
The geese going kind of crazy at first before the totality and the birds going nuts too was really neat to see. So I don't know. I'm down for 2044.
No, it's going to be here before we know it, down in Florida.
I'm scared to think of how much life. So my husband and I were dating when we watched the 2017 one, and that was 7 years ago. And now we are married with two children. So I'm a little terrified at the idea of what 2044 holds for us.
That you might have two college children to watch.
Yeah.
That's expensive. I don't want to think about that.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not thinking about that as well. I don't want to think about that. Anywho, back to the eclipse. I was in Indianapolis at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So I was there with people who were there to see the eclipse. There was no skepticism as this isn't going to be the coolest thing ever.
You got the heavy hitters.
I did. NASA. 50,000 people. NASA was on site.
Literally astronauts.
Yeah, walking around. Like, I would turn around and there was one in their suit. Then there would be another one in their suit. And then I would go talk to them.
He was just handing out cards.
Exchanging.
Hi, my name's Steven.
I may have done that with a
blue origin astronaut. I know I have no science experience, but I would like to go up and...
It might be happening.
I am down for the cause. They need a journalist.
I'll just leave it at that. It might be happening. And we went out on the track because they let people down on the start-finish straight. Iconic speedway. They don't open up IMS for... things outside
you said
of racing.
That yesterday, which I thought was really interesting.
A handful of times they did a Rolling Stones concert years back, Pan Am Games opening ceremonies, but it's strictly for racing.
Whoa.
Not yesterday. So they let people go down on the bricks on the track, and then you felt like this, it kind of got like hazy and like your vision was going blurry. It was kind of weird, and then it a hush kind of went over the crowd right before totality. And then it happened. The clouds parted just enough, even more so than they were. And then everybody was just in their moment. Everybody was emotional. Some people were screaming. Some people were crying. I'm trying to talk my way through it, and I'm getting choked up on my own words because it's just such an incredible feeling. And what I loved about this time, back in 2017, I was in totality in Kansas City, as this job takes us to cool places, all three of us. I did that with just my wife and my six-month-old at the time in our driveway because I wasn't scheduled to cover it. So this time, to be in a massive group all feeling the same thing at the very same time, just to feel the vibe go through the crowd all at once, to turn and see people's faces, phones were up, glasses were off, it was awesome. Absolutely incredible.
It's like one moment and everyone's on the same page.
Yeah. Yes, which I think is what, you know, to the naysayers and the cranky people, you're like, what? Somebody was going off about it yesterday. I'm like, what? Does it hurt you? Like, if you're not interested, stay inside. And like, it's okay. But there's obviously something cool about it that this many people after the fact are going, all right, that was awesome. Like, and there've been a nice few brave souls who have come forward and said, I'm sorry for doubting. I'm sorry for doubting. And I'm like, there you go. That's the spirit.
Karen Johnson said, listen, I know this is for, you know, the Allison Rogers, Kevin Robinson. She goes, Stephen Albritton, you know, our resident scientist. She goes, I was like, okay, fine. Like, you know, I cover Butler County. Like, this is on air. She goes, I was completely taken aback by how much I enjoyed this and could not believe how inspiring it was.
Yeah. I think a lot of people have that experience.
Yeah.
Welcome to the right side.
Yeah.
The not dark, temporarily dark side.
Yes.
Temporarily dark side. Well,
that works. All right. That's all we have. We hope you enjoyed your eclipse experience. We'll be back tomorrow on 5 on 5 at 5.